Good morning, this is Jacqueline B and Florida day two, which is day five of the honeymoon trip, and speaking to you on the patio on the hanging bed at 7:42 in the morning. It's absolutely a glorious day. We'd been warned about the weather before we came, about how hot and muggy it was, and we wouldn't be able to sit out and all of that sort of thing. And I have to say, it's not true. It is hot. Temperatures are sort of in the late 30s. But it is just glorious. The sun is warm. There's a beautiful breeze. This time in the morning is particularly gorgeous because it hasn't got too hot yet. Of course, it's helped by being able to nip inside to the air conditioning, but it is just stunning. So yesterday, after we had all the guests round for a very chilled out July the 4th sort of lunch afternoon celebrations, proper hot dogs and hamburgers and American beer. And in fact, one of the beers was designed, Shock Top, was actually designed by my brother-in-law and his team for Budweiser at some point in the past. That was cool. And what else did we have? One of the guests brought some bird's custard for the English people, she said, and we had rhubarb crumble also for the English people, cupcakes of course. Everything was American themed in terms of colour schemes, and very, very cool. We had a much needed sort of afternoon nap, really flagging by about 5 p.m. yesterday. And but then forced ourselves to get up and go down to the beach, which is about a 20-minute walk from where we are, to see the sunset, and it was very well worth it. So we sat on the beach with front of house seats near enough. We just sat on our blankets on the beach and saw the incredible sunset. The beach is pure white sand, and apparently it's 100% quartz, so there are no impurities in the sand here. You can really see why they film the Truman Show at Seaside. So we're in a place called Watercolour, but Seaside is the nearest type of town, and that's where they film the Truman Show, and it is like the perfect village. It was full yesterday, obviously, because of the 4th of July celebration, so there was a band and there was lots of visitors and young people and all sorts of things going on. But yeah, everything was perfect. Even the waves looked perfect, as if you'd painted them. The sea was a beautiful emerald green colour, and had the perfect sunset. And then where we were sitting, right at the front there, out at sea, was an old ship that they were going to set the 4th of July fireworks off. So we sat there just for a couple of hours and chatted and chilled out and listened to all the activities going on around us. And then we had the most amazing firework display. People singing God Bless America. And really, really very, very enjoyable. And then we made our way back through the little town. We saw the post office that appears in the Truman Show and had a photograph taken there. And a few bits of the props and like a couple of houses they pointed out to us. And then we made our way back to Watercolour, to the home, for a really good night's rest. And I feel just completely back into a normal space now. So I woke up at my usual time of 5:45, and been padding around since, just enjoying the chill out. So we've possibly got, or we were going to have a beach day today, but you have to book the sun beds in advance apparently. So it looks like we're probably going to do that tomorrow. So we might have a walk through the forest today, as it's very densely packed with forest all around, which is going to be fascinating. So I'm hoping to see quite a bit of wildlife and take some pictures. But again, more than likely a very chilled out day. I can see why people holiday here. Absolutely, 100%. It is the most chilled out place in the world. But I'm not sure that I could ever actually live here full time. My brother-in-law David has a hobby of cycling. He does something like 70 miles a day, and he does these challenges, actually defying challenges. And I can see why he would do that, because you need that sort of grit in your life if you lived in such a perfect place. Thank you for listening.